In a UMass experiment, two groups of students played what's called the Iowa Gambling Task. It's a computer card game designed to measure how well someone makes decisions.
So say we pick from deck A. It says you won $100.
UMass psychologist Ed Pace-Schott led the experiment, which asks people to choose from four different card decks and try to make as much virtual money as possible and lose as little.
See, here, when it quacks, you win that $100, but you also lose more.
One group of subjects was briefly exposed to the game rules in the morning and then brought back to play the game at night. The second group was exposed to the game in the evening, sent home to sleep for 6 or 7 hours, and then brought back in the morning to play. The researchers found that the group who slept in between the first exposure and playing the game made better card choices.
For a long time, we thought of sleep as functioning metabolically, like helping us stay healthy. We grow during sleep when we're young. But this is building on what we think sleep does for our cognitive process.
Professor Rebecca Spencer co-authored the study.
And that work so far has really been focused on memory. And this gives us some insight that it's doing more than just benefiting our memory. It's benefiting maybe more cognitive processes than that.
In other words, she says, sleeping helps organize our thoughts and emotions in a way that improves decision-making. As an example, in the real world, she says, imagine trying to decide on the best digital camera to buy.
Maybe at night you're browsing through a bunch of different cameras on Amazon, and you're realizing that they all have maybe different features, and, you know, there's this one is good because it has this, and this one is good because it has this. In the end, in the morning, what you're going to do is you're going to have more insight into maybe what's important to you or the things that really matter or maybe some critical differences that you didn't really realize the night before.
So what exactly is sleep doing to lead to better decisions? Spencer has one theory.
I think it's taking that information that you immediately learned, so that recent information, maybe the memory of browsing through the products the night before, that is then replayed in the brain, so it's just like replaying the movie of your previous day. And when you replay it, I think it also activates other memories and related information. So in the case of the camera, you're activating maybe other uses of your camera, other scenarios in which you've used your camera. And when you activate all of these things at once, you're kind of coming at the decision the following day more educated as to what's really important. And you're putting the pieces together maybe more clearly than you would have had you not slept on the information.
Ed Pace-Schott says deep sleep, also called REM sleep, may also activate the part of the brain called the limbic system, which has to do with emotions. That's why he thinks sleep makes your gut feelings about a decision more useful.
It allows our emotions to be better guides of our behavior. So it may be that something is going on in those parts of the brain that are involved in integrating emotion and cognition, emotion and thought, emotion and behavior.
The researchers used control groups in the morning and night to make sure time of day wasn't a factor in decision-making.
We know, actually, that it's not just a matter of you coming in the morning and you're going to be better at this kind of task than if you came in the evening. It's really that having slept on it following this brief exposure is what it took to get that real benefit that we see in the decisions that that group made.
They also ruled out the role of sleep deprivation by making sure both groups were essentially well-rested.
Sleep deprivation, I think, is really doing something different. So if you have to make the decision following a full night that we keep you awake, there's going to be a lot of things that change. You know, fatigue alone could make you do worse at this game. And so what we wanted to look at is active function of sleep. So if you are sleeping in this interval, how much does it change relative to if you are awake in that interval?
In the future, Spencer says she'd like to study how sleep affects decision-making as people age and the quality of their sleep changes. The current study appears online in the Journal of Sleep Research. I'm Karen Brown.